see you wearing the ascot.
Yes.
Is that in support of Roland Martin? Because I like it. It's nice.
Who the hell is Roland Martin?
You gotta be kidding me.
From our New York studios this morning. You gotta be kidding me. Roland Martin.
Y'all dropped a new one. Dropped a new one. Tom, you know, it's so bad. I was at Delta Days yesterday. Delta Sigma Theta had their legislative conference in D.C. And I just decided to wear a turtleneck. All them Deltas. No. Man, what an ascot. What an ascot. I said, man, Tom and Jay just got y'all just asking for it all the time. So say all the ladies at Delta Sigma Theta, hey, great time chatting with you yesterday about the middle class. And the topic is timely, Tom, because this morning we're talking about this study. We know it well because we've been covering this, that breaks down the wealth inequality worsening between blacks and whites. It was done by Tom Shapiro, director of Brandeis University's Institute on Assets and Social Policy. He joins us this morning. Hey, Tom, how you doing?
I'm doing great, guys. Great to join you this morning.
One thing that jumps out, we've covered this, 53% of black wealth wiped out over the last 4 years due to the foreclosure crisis. That seems to be driving this widening wealth gap.
That's one of the reasons that that's driven it since the Great Recession, basically from about the beginning of 2007. But the families we were looking at here, we track them over a 25-year period.
Okay.
So what we're really interested in looking at was what was happening to the racial wealth gap over the course of a generation.
And this is generationally.
The same set of families. So we have families going to maybe not the same set of schools, but living in the same towns, going to schools, going to work, living in that community, and experiencing American policy. And what we found in the study, one of the top line findings we found, is the racial wealth gap increased almost threefold over the course of the 25 years. And that was a $151,000 increase over that same period of time.
So you're looking at African Americans with $28,500 net worth, and whites $265,000.
Those are the sad numbers, and those are median figures. So half the African American families have less than the 28,500, and half have more. And the same thing in the white sample that we were looking at. That's a typical family. That's right.
Now, Tom, also, it's interesting, you lay out that black graduates, folks who go to college, part of the issue is that they're saddled with significant student loans as opposed to their white peers.
That's right. You know, in the graduating class of 2011, the figure is, of those that are successful graduates, about 80% of the African-American graduates have student debt. And I can't tell you right now how much that debt was. And that's 4 out of every 5 grads.
I can tell you one. I met a lady this weekend. She's a physician, and she just started
physicianing.
And she just started. So
and started paying back her loan.
$500,000.
Oh my gosh.
She said to me, after she pays her bills, she's in the red every month. She makes no money, even though she has a nice paying job. She loves what she does. She accumulated $500,000 in student loan debt. Now she's African American. Are you telling me that a white physician just getting out of residency and starting to practice won't have as much debt as this lady had?
Probably not. For college graduates, again, 80% of black students graduate with debt, and 64% of whites graduate with debt as well. That's still nearly a 20%.
$500,000.
Yeah, that's a lot of money. And obviously, what it means is there's very little opportunity to begin investing in one's future when you're 5, 10, 20 years.
Yeah, she said, how am I going to start a family?
Tom Shapiro is very interesting because you also say it's interesting. We're talking about education, student loans, but this wealth gap is also tied to education.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is, in the sense that even among white and African American college grads, there's a wealth difference, and in fact, the wealth difference by education is explained by about 5% of the total gap that's widened between 1984 and 2009.
Well, it is certainly an interesting study. First of all, Tom, where can people go read the full study to check it out?
Well, they can go to IASP, the Institute of Assets and Social Policy, IASP.brandeis.edu, or they can just Google widening racial wealth gap and it will pop up.
Okay, well, great information for folks to certainly begin to plan their future. Tom, thank you so very much. We appreciate it.
And great. Thanks for having me this morning.